how was the celebration, Coach? I have to imagine it was pretty fun in there.
You know, it's really, really special. This group has been working at it for a long time. You know, we can say this is group as a team started together in June, but a lot of our returners had been working to get to this time where we have a chance now, you know, to get a double bye and hopefully host in the NCAA tournament. I think that this group has earned that opportunity. So they've put a lot of hard work and effort into it. And you guys got to experience our shoot around today. It was a bright and early shoot around, and you know they had a lot of energy. They want to do really well, and they're controlling what they can control. And so really, really proud of these young ladies.
So the game starts out where you're going inside often and right. Find success. So you keep going there.
We did, and I thought in the second quarter we took a couple more arc shots, but they were open too.
Yep.
You know, and at some point in time you got to make some of those shots as well. And then in the end of the second quarter, we probably had five or six shots at the rim that we didn't make, and then they went on a run kind of at that point in time. We got in foul trouble in the third quarter, and so trying to buy time and figure things out, and it was kind of a little chess match of which post kids were going to go in, and we played small, and then they went small, and then we went big, and then they went big, and then trying to figure out all those things, and then they started to have their guards. They kind of did some new things. Their guards started attacking a whole lot more, got downhill and got to the basket against us, and then had to help some more in some ball screens and force some different action later. Press, you know, we got to get our kids to look up the floor and not sideways, but, you know, keep working on those kind of things. We work on it all the time, every single day. Ultimately, the bottom line is got some stops. We really need to get some stops. Made some free throws, took care of the ball in a half court to get the ball in bounds, and, you know, you can't take
yes.
that for granted because that's really hard to do as well. So now we have a chance to be the four seed in the Big Ten, which is to have a chance to play, have a double bye is phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, we talked about it before the game, and obviously, and Sophie even said it. By the way, this is how good our media training was. Sophie okay. wasn't even at the media training because she had class, and she right. still acted like she'd been there. When I asked her about the double bye, she said, we weren't really worried about that. We just wanted to play well today, and my teammates gave me great passes. So through osmosis, our media training right. was unbelievable.
It was great.
But we've obviously, everybody on the outside, like, it's okay to say it's a big deal for a program that hasn't had it since 2018 to earn the double bye in this conference, which you've said for 2 years is as good as it's ever been,
man.
Maybe in the history of basketball.
It's
so
crazy.
It's
got
to be celebrated, right?
It has to be celebrated. Absolutely, it has to be. And this group has, I think, done a really good job. I was a little concerned. You know, you had your tweet about 40 minutes before the game or whatever it was, maybe an hour before the game, and I thought, man, I hope our kids don't see that, because now if they think they're going to host it, it changes. You know, when they asked me a question today before the game, you know, do you talk to your team about the double bye? I'm like, again, we had that conversation. Our kids know, and focusing on that isn't what you can control in the game, but focusing on taking care of the ball, throwing the ball inside, scoring a high soft off the glass, how we're going to guard ball screens, those are the things you can actually affect. And so what we have to do now is do a really good job of just staying true to who we are, continue to play basic, simple, fundamental basketball, and continue to grow and get better and learn from these opportunities and what we had today so that we can continue getting better. I mean, that's really, really important for us. But if we get caught up in, you know, celebrating this now, or we have to do this to host in the NCAA tournament, then that's not who we are. That's not what this program is built upon. And that just kind of gets in your way. And so trying to encourage our young ladies to just continue putting your nose to the grindstone.
Thankfully, I don't think the team follows me on Twitter, just Coach P.
yeah,
for people that are wondering,
I caught
you were the selection committee released their second preview.
Reveal.
And for the first time, Minnesota's in there, ranked 15th. We talked about it, but that's also just good in the grand scheme of things to be in that conversation that they've recognized the resume that you've put together.
Well, it's hard to argue with the analytics, and I'm a numbers person, as you know. And so from the 12 different metrics that the NCAA selection committee looks at, we have put ourselves in a really good spot, you know, from a net standpoint, wins over bubble, quad one wins, all those kind of things, the eye test. The only thing that this program right now doesn't pass the test on is what we've done in recent history in the NCAA tournament. The good news is the selection committee says that that's not even a part of their consideration because those are years past. This is the current. This is the precious present. And so, you know, I think that this group has earned that opportunity, and we faced enough adversity to I think, help propel us. And so something that, you know, I think this group has to be excited for the next opportunity to play as the four seed. And I think it's on Friday down in Indy, probably about 2:30. That's the time you should go to the dentist. Get it?
2:30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
about
a great dad joke.
Yeah, it is.
I've used it
right.
a lot.
And then we'll play the winner of, I think, Nebraska, Indiana playoff, and then they will play Ohio State and we'll play the winner of that. So, you know, we're working on what our schedule is going to be, because there were so many different scenarios. I wouldn't even allow us to look at what it was going to be and all those kind of things. So we just figured it out while we were waiting to get on the radio.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say, it's finite now. You know what the schedule can be. You know who you're going to face. So congratulations, Coach. It was an exciting game.
Right.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was – well, I think Illinois is a really, really – it's hard to win. It's hard to win on the road. You know, you're playing against a team that there were some different matchups that are really challenging. I thought of my battle did just a fantastic job, you know, trying to battle down low for the most of the game against Barry Wallace and Sulf and Fee and Nia, trying to battle against Sierra Parchment, you know, and she just does things differently. They're not traditional post type of players, but they post up a lot. They kind of got away from doing that as much and put them out on the perimeter a little bit more, and then again changed and went into some actions that got their guards going a little bit more, which isn't something that this team has done a lot of. So our young ladies continue to make adjustments. You know, and I thought Mara's three in the corner, that was a big shot, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was a huge shot. And so for Mara in the second, I thought it was the beginning of the third quarter when she hit the shot that was probably right about the spot 2 years ago. I'm sure you guys thought about that too.
Didn't say it, but I thought the exact spot,
the exact same spot.
View. The only thing that was missing was Adelia McKenzie.
Yeah, well, it was awesome that she hit that shot. And then to hit the one out of the corner, you know, that was a big time shot that she made. And Amaya Battle kind of battling and doing a lot of good things and getting to the free throw line. And she and Tori hitting big free throws and Mara as well. A lot of good things that our young ladies did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Win, a great regular season. We'll see you in Indy.
Yeah, sounds good. And thanks to our fans who've been following, and hopefully we get a chance to come back home and play another home game. That would be pretty awesome if we had a chance to do that. And so we'll see what happens. Obviously, there's a lot that takes place between now and then, but we're now in the conversation. So
love it.
That's
thanks,
good.
Coach.